Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Who popped out at the NFL Combine to you? And to us here on After Hours on 96.5 The Fan, Logan Weber alongside my producer for tonight, James Howell. Our text line number, 913-586-7965. NFL.com came out with their 2025 All Combine team. Quarterback, surprise to nobody, Brady Cook. As a lot of the quarterbacks didn't go through drills, and he finished atop every single drill at the combine. He also performed well in both of the throwing sessions that took place on Saturday. Among the running backs, Quinshon Judkins was listed as one of the best performers at the running back position. At his size, with proven college production, an 11-foot broad jump, 38.5 vert. He ran a 4.48. He was very, very impressive at the combine, as impressive as he was during his time at Ole Miss and at Ohio State. He can be an every down back, and I don't know what Judkins' fit necessarily is with the Chiefs, but he's an intriguing option. Trevor Etienne was listed. Bashul Tutten from Virginia Tech. In terms of best team fits, according to NFL.com, they've got the Chiefs atop that list. 4.32 with a 40.5 vert and a 10.10 broad. That is a definite sign of explosiveness out of a running back. And if that's where the Chiefs want to get back to, fine. I'm not entirely sure, because I think this Chiefs team, as much as I would love to see a guy like Bashul Tutten come in and try to perform here, you need somebody who can be a bit of a road grader on the interior, and I'm not sure he's that guy. He's explosive. He is a one-cut, home-run hitter sort of back. But I think you need guys who are just road graders. Maybe Donovan Edwards out of Michigan is that guy. Man, I'll tell you who did not have a good day, and I heard his name a lot last week talking about running backs for this Chiefs team. Ollie Gordon did not have a good day out of Oklahoma State. I mean, he really, really struggled. Frankly, Caleb Johnson didn't have the best of days either. I wasn't expecting I'm an Iowa fan, obviously. I wasn't expecting KJ to put up a 4.5 or a 4.4 by any means, or go sub 4.4. I was hoping somewhere around 4.5, 4.49, but a 4.58 and a 4.57. I felt like he may have hurt himself a little bit. NFL.com has Luther Burden listed as the top wide receiver in terms of their all combine team. He didn't go through all the drills, but that 4.4 140 kind of showed you, okay, the speed there is for sure. Isaac Tesla from Arkansas had a solid day. 4.43. I mean, he's a big bodied guy, 215, but he ran a 4.4, 39.5 vert. His broad was 10.9. Shamir DK from Florida, solid enough day, extremely fast, 4.34. Just moving, man. Couple of tight ends listed on here. Armon Membo was listed as the top tackle. Josh Connerly out of Oregon, excuse me, Josh Connerly Jr. The Chiefs are listed for a fit for him as well. He put together a pretty solid day. 34.5 vertical jump. His 40 was a 5.05. Big-bodied guy, too. Again, at 311 pounds, he was smooth during the blocking portion of the drill work that he ran. I have seen Connerly at 31 to the Chiefs. Again, I'm so hesitant about a tackle at 31 in this draft. Even if Connerly is there at 31, I'm hesitant about it. Because some corners put together some really impressive days in this draft. And so that, looking at the offensive side, but the defensive side of the football, you look at Tyleek Williams out of Ohio State. Chiefs are listed as a good team fit for him. really, really impressive on-field workout that he went through, right? He was great on the drills that he ran. He is a guy that has run-stopping force in this league. He's got some pass-rushing skill as well. Towards the end of round one, early into round two, I think if he's available, he'd be a great pick for the Chiefs at 31. James Pierce proved to everybody that he looks the part as a potential elite edge rusher in the NFL. He's listed on this. Landon Jackson out of Arkansas, really good day. 40.5-inch vertical for a defensive end at 265. Nuts. Jihad Campbell, I mean, he was kind of the big superlative of the first night of the combine. Just wowed you with that 4.52 that he ran.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
His broad jump was over 10.5 feet. He came out and showed you his explosiveness. Eugene Asante, middle linebacker prospect, 4.48 40 at 6'1", 223. That's a guy that maybe the Chiefs take a look at as a linebacker fit. I don't know. And then the corners. I mean, Maxwell Hairston out of Kentucky, dude, a 4.28 as a corner. That's moving, man. And he's a man-to-man guy from his time at Kentucky. I think that's he would be an interesting guy to see in Kansas City. Malachi Starks out of Georgia. Chiefs are listed as a fit for him, but I just don't see the Chiefs going after a safety. I don't see the need for one when you've got Brian Cook and you've got Jaden Hicks, who I think should be your starting strong safety next year. I don't know. 913-586-7965 is our number. I got a 918 here. Says left tackles for the Chiefs. Re-sign DJ Humphreys. Bring back Donovan Smith if he's healthy for 2025. It's the cheapest route to go. You can get them both for what it'll cost you for a free agent. Yeah, it will be. I mean, you're going to get DJ Humphreys and Donovan Smith for a lot cheaper than you would get Cam Robinson at this point, or Ronnie Stanley at this point, or even Jedrick Wills. I don't know what the need is to sign both of them, unless you're just worried about one of them being injured at some point, because they both have an injury history at this point. You know, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago that story surfaced that Donovan Smith was dealing with an injury, and that's why the Chiefs didn't bring him in this past year. A lot of teams were reaching out, and he was just dealing with, was it a hip injury?
It was a hip.
Yeah, he had a hip injury that he was having to contend with. I don't know. I mean, a guy who has an understanding of the offense, I see it. To sign two veteran left tackles at the same time is sort of a head scratcher. It's not like when Donovan Smith was at left tackle for the Chiefs, they were phenomenal as an offensive line. I mean, to go from having all this trouble with your offensive line this year to going back to having the exact same offensive line you had 2 years ago seems like a strange step for me. But is it more strange than signing DJ Humphreys by himself and a guy that you signed off the couch last year who got very little time out on the field? I don't know, man. I don't know. I would be more inclined to say draft, you know, bring one of those two guys back, maybe take a tackle in round two or early in round three and see what happens. Maybe you give Kingsley Suamataia some more run, but the more we hear about it, the more that it sounds like Kingsley is going to be more of a guard fit for the Chiefs and in the National Football League than he is at tackle. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't think that you bring both of them back. It's, you know, when I look at prospects, I kind of put them in like tier list. And I see both of these guys, both DJ Humphreys and Donovan Smith, on the same tier. I don't think that you bring, I'd be all right with one or the other. I kind of have a sour taste in my mouth personally for DJ Humphreys because I kind of feel like he fleeced us last year. You know, so I would lean towards Donovan Smith, but personally, I'd like to see somebody completely different, an established left tackle that is going to protect our quarterback's blind side. And I don't know if Donovan Smith, DJ Humphreys, or Kingsley Suamataia is going to be the guy. I haven't given up on Kingsley. He's still young. He's still fresh and raw. So I'd like to see that, but I'm not sure that any of them are the guy.
A lot of options, to be sure, but everybody knows that they got to try to address the left tackle position in some way, and I think that most fans would be disappointed to see it end up being handled via guys who are either already on the roster or have been on the roster previously. But with the situation the Chiefs are in right now with putting Trey Smith on the tag and the long-term extension more than likely heading up, you know, down the pike pretty soon here, and all the things you have to get handled at the on the defensive side of the football, you only have 6 draft picks to contend with. A first, second, 2/3, I believe a 5th, a 6th, and a 7th. I don't know. I'm not sure how the Chiefs handle this with all the other things that need to get done and how little you have to spend to get all of those different things done. It's going to be fascinating. 913-586-7965. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up hour number 2 here of After Hours on this Monday night. Logan Weber alongside James Howell on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.